The race is on, but only one race will win. They don't look Jewish, but they all have the kosher seal. It's a race where Jewish values trump American values.
I'm honored to be here with Sheldon and Miriam Adelson, fearless warriors standing for the United States and standing for the nation of Israel.
Cut the crap, Cruz. All Adelson stands for is Israel and stuffing the pockets of panderers like you with the proceeds of prostitution. He's the casino king, and you're staking your bet. Bring on the bombs and bloodshed, and let Americans do the dirty work.
In 2017, if Iran has not stopped marching towards nuclear weapons, that next president should transfer bunker buster bombs to the nation of Israel. If Iran is on the verge of acquiring nuclear weapons, that president in 2017 should stand up to the world and explain very simply, either Iran will stop or the United States of America will stop you.
Jewish values, here we come. Bombs and bloodshed where only the goys die young. Rubio's in the game too, and he knows what side his votes are locked and bageled on.
We have Obama campaign operatives on the ground in Israel. We have trying to unseat an elected ally of the United States of America. The president obviously loathes Bibi Netanyahu, has contempt for him, as evidenced by his guys on the ground trying to defeat him. And it seems like he actually has more contempt for them than the leaders of North Korea, Syria, and Iran. How is that possible? How did we get to this point?
Well, let me make 2 points. The first is it's important to celebrate what happened yesterday in Israel. They had an election. I wish the entire Middle East looked like Israel. I wish the entire Middle East had a first world economy and a democracy and was a strong ally of the United States.
Why is Israel's economy more important than America's, which is looking more third world every day? Why does catering to Jews have priority over the needs of the average American? Because money and media wins elections, and Jews own both. That's why Israel is our ally, gets prime time.
I'm very supportive of. I voted for Iron Dome. I voted for, I think, any piece of legislation that's come forward. I think there hadn't been any that I haven't been supportive of Israel. I think Israel is one of our best allies and best friends around the world. They're the only democracy in the Middle East.
They're not a democracy. They're an ethnocracy. Israel has defined itself as a Jewish and democratic state in its basic laws. That's democracy for Jews only. Palestinians have been legislated into second-class citizens bereft of national privileges that only the Jewish are entitled to. Jews became a majority in Palestine by ethnic cleansing. Arab Israelis can vote, but candidates not recognizing Israel as a Jewish state, which ipso facto kills the right of return, are illegal. If Israel's an ally, then we're allied with racism, discrimination, and genocide. But in Jewmerica, only Jewish values count. And why is Paul groveling for the Jewish vote anyways? They've already betrayed him. Richard Roberts, his Jewish enabler, is now backing Scott Walker, who will be dancing the whore at yeshivas soon too. Rand Paul even admits that Jews oppose him.
I put forward a bill that's called the Stand With Israel Act, and it says that we shouldn't give money to the Palestinian Authority that's allied with Hamas, because indirectly we're funding perhaps missiles that are being launched against Israel. And AIPAC doesn't support me on the bill. In fact, they lobby against me on the bill.
Don't you know, dear Rand, that the chemistry between you and Jews is all wrong? They hated your father and will never let you win. Jeb, Rubio, and Hillary are in the bag, and it's got Jewish money all over it. It's already been decided. Elections 2016 is for Jews only.